Excellent Father, we thank you. The great King, we worship you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us your favor. Thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus. For he is the ultimate favor shown to mankind. Thank you for picking us from the dunghill and setting us amongst princes. Blessed be your name for making this month a month of favor for us and for making it a reality in our lives. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we want to hear your word one more time. On this subject, we ask that beyond the theories, you will make it a practice in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, use our lives as your experiments. Use our lives as your specimen. A specimen of your glory, a specimen of your power, and a specimen of your favor. Cause that our lives will be yielded to you, to the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the first Sunday, or the first time I talked about the matter of unlocking favor, apart from explaining what favor really means, I gave us two layers of favor. Favor with God and favor with man. I want to beg you, don't be distracted. Every time God sends his word, he believes he has blessed you. If God wants to transform your life, he will send his word to you. If you remember the parable of the seed and the sower, you will realize that there was no problem with the seed. All the challenges came from the soil. So even though the seed of the word is powerful, it's transformative, but if it does not land on a good soil, it will look like nothing ever happened. Please, I want to beg you, pay rapt attention today, because today and next Sunday first service, we are going to be entering into the meat of this matter of unlocking favor. In the first time I talked about it in part one, I told you that favor is of two types or two layers, favor with God and favor with man. And I discussed that extensively. And last week, Sunday, I also went further to tell us about the benefits and the functions of favor, correct? Correct? So today, we want to go into keys that unlock favor. I want to bless God for the first service. Let's jam our hands together for our pastor, Pastor Mike. Honestly, while he was teaching, the Lord opened my eyes to see what I would need to get into. God bless you, sir, for that word. It shows that we are hearing God clearly in this place. Keys to unlocking favor. Look up. Please come. Man of God, come. Everyone, look up. Now, he talked about something. He said favor is likened to, for instance, a phone. And many of us are praying for favor. Meanwhile, we already have it. Two of us. So this is it. This is what he meant. Hold it. So this is favor. But do you know that this favor will be useless until he's able to unlock it? Unlock the phone. No, try and see whether you can unlock it. Do everything possible. Try. Use all your... Try. Don't you have it? Try. Show them. Show them. Show them. That means it's still locked. Correct? Talk to me now. Correct? He has the favor. Many of us, just like you have the Holy Ghost, you have a lot of things at new birth, but they remain dormant until you find the right keys to unlock them. Do you get it? Do you get it? So if God wants to help him, God will send him to Noah's Ark in this season, for instance, to show him how to unlock what he already has. You give a very solid perspective. The favor will not come. He's already with you. So what I'm teaching you, I'm not telling you something that will come. I'm saying it's already with you. Are you following me? Are you following me to this point? But if I handle it because I already know how to unlock this phone, as I'm talking to you, it's unlocked already. You know why? Because I have the keys to unlock it. For this one, it's my facials. My biometrics and unlock it. Please sit down, please. Let's laugh for him, please. So what I want to share with you today is the frustrations of many believers. There are questions, Pastor, but I know I'm favored. I know we have these things. But the problem is, I am not seeing a reality in my life. So what I want to do this Sunday and next Sunday first service, please make sure you don't miss any of the services. And by the way, let me beg you, stop missing Wednesday services. I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo early this morning. And he's saying that I think he'll be 52 years in the Lord or something. And he said, if I'm asked to give one major lesson I've learned in these 52 years of serving Jesus, the major lesson I've learned is that if you are not serious, God is not serious with you. In one line, he said clearly, become serious with God. A young lady met me early this year, I think around January, and said she wanted to see my wife and I. And we went to see her. She came to the house. We were talking. And she told us clearly, even though I've been in church for so long, but this year I made up my mind I want to get serious. True? We're in church for almost 8 years or 9 years. And a young man, he plays drums for us in church. He said, Pastor, I want to get serious with God now. After 9 years, he was one of our foundational members. He came in quite early to the church. And I asked him, are you saying for the last, how many years have you been in church? He told me, he said, so what have you been doing? I'm saying that will be the level you will keep operating in. And listen, God is not moved. He will keep waiting for you. So I want to beg you this morning, pay rapt attention. Tap your neighbor, say, neighbor, pay attention. Let's take off. Proverbs 18, verse 16. Proverbs 18, verse 16. A man's gifts makes room for him and brings him before great men. I wish we can read it together. Can we do that? Can we do that? One, two, go. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. I started by explaining to us that favor is when men are compelled to ignore their own needs, ignore the things they want to do for themselves, and decide to carry up your matter. In that case, I said, they will stake their identity, their credibility, their positions for you, just to see that you succeed. I also explained to you that even though God is in heaven, he cannot bless you without men. It means he needs men to favor you. How many people have ever gotten 1 million from God before? God stretches hand out of heaven. Say, my son, because I love you, take 1 million. If you are here, raise your hands. But I'm sure you've earned more than 1 million. But you earned it and you got it through men. True of us. Number one key to unlock favor is called the principle of honor. Please pay rapt attention. I'm begging you. This is where church folks get it wrong. Yes, favor is unmerited favor, or is unmerited, or unmerited grace. Things unmerited. But there is a dimension of favor I want to dwell on today. And number one thing that unlocks that dimension is honor. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. And it fell on a day. Okay. When there was a great man, and she was She constrained him to eat bread. Okay. He turned Hida to eat bread. Okay. She said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God. Every day he keeps passing by us every day. Let us do something to honor this man. Continue. Okay. Let us make the place comfortable for him. And it shall be. Every time he comes, he can turn in the air. Okay. One of those days he came to lie down there. And he said to Gehazi's servant, call this Shunammite woman and ask her what she wants. And she stood before him. Okay. Every time you've cared for me, but what is it that should be done to you? Do you want me to speak to the king or the commander of the army? Okay. I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then? Remember, this woman did not ask for a child. Please note, she didn't ask for anything, correct? Follow. He now says, what then is to be done for her? Continue. Gehazi now noticed. Actually, she has no son. And her husband is old. Remember, this thing was happening. This matter was triggered by honor. Follow me. There are many women that passes Elijah every day and he didn't care about them. Talk to me, two of us. He didn't care about them. But for this woman, because she thought it wise to honor the man of God, suddenly something was triggered inside of him. Continue. Okay. In verse 15, it says, call her. Okay, go ahead. She stood at the door. Nobody told Elijah to prophesy, but honor compelled him, and he declared, according to this time, according to life, something will happen to you. You shall embrace a son. And she said, okay, do not lie to me, man of God. I'm not looking for a child. My son, my husband is old already. Continue. Verse 17. And the woman did what? Can you read it together? I want to go. Verse 17. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha told her. If you check Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1, you will see God coming to Abraham and saying, walk before me and be thou perfect. And said all kinds of blessings, everything, wonderful things, how you have a son and all those wonderful things. If you quickly go to chapter 18 from verse 1 to 10, Genesis 18 from verse 1 to 10, I want to show you something there. We may not have all the time to read this. You will notice that in chapter 18 from verse 1, see verse 1, then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. Verse 2, see what happened. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, somebody said three men. Listen, a prophecy went out concerning Abraham, but when it was going to be fulfilled, he saw three men. And behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground. Verse 3. And said, my Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servants. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Follow this principle, it will help you. Verse 5. And I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by. Inasmuch as you have come to your servant, they said, do as you have said. Look up. These three men were not coming to his house. These men were passing by, but by the principle of honor. Abraham was a hospitable person in himself. He knew how to honor men. He knew how not to despise men. And he, on the day of his manifestation, that same thing played out. Part of the principles I run my life and my house with is that nobody comes into my house and leaves empty. Even if it's water, it's something my wife and I agreed on, is something I insisted on, is something she knows, and we have lived our lives that way. Honor. If you go down to verse 8, 9, 10, can you go down to verse 8? Verse 8. So he took butter, milk, and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. See what is happening here? And he stood by them under the tree as they ate. Verse 9. He did not ask them anything, guys. Observe what is happening here. Then, after they've eaten, then they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? So he said, here in the tent. Verse 10. Give me verse 10, please. And he said again, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. He didn't know he was entertaining angels. Are you following what I'm showing you? Yeah. I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, he did not ask for it. Behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have what? Jump to chapter 21, verse 1 of Genesis. Let me show you what happened. Genesis 21, verse 1. Genesis 21, verse 1. Can we look at it? Can we all shout it out? One, two, go. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. What triggered it? Honor. Somebody say honor. Honor is the discerning, the celebrating, and the rewarding of men for their distinctive difference. Honor is the discerning, the celebrating, and the rewarding of men for their distinctive difference. Real honor starts with discernment. Real honor starts with discernment. All men are equal in Christ, guys. But as far as sacrifices for destiny and social attainment is concerned, we are not all the same. The distinguishing difference is sacrifice. Listen. Don't ever think because you are Moses' elder brother and elder sister, you can talk to Moses anyhow. Don't ever think so. Don't ever think because Moses, I knew when he was born. Miriam would say, I knew when he was born. I carried him, remember? So Moses, she was saying, who is Moses? But she learned a very hard lesson. Who remembers the lesson? Who remembers? She learned the hard way. Are you aware that for Mary to be born again, Mary must accept her own son as Lord and Savior? Are you aware? For Mary, the mother of Jesus, to be born again, she must accept her son as her personal Lord and Savior. Honor is not human worship. Do not despise greatness because it doesn't come cheap. Many of you walk into a room, you walk into places, you see great people, you see great things, the place is well done, everything on point, and you just walk in and behave as if you didn't see it. Many of you have bosses who have done the job you are doing now for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. You have never bought wine, to go to your boss and say, "Sir, I just want to thank you for your leadership over my life. I want to thank you for the things you have taught me. I want to thank you for the things I've learned under you. Thank you, sir." You drop the wine and walk away. Even as I'm saying it, it's sounding strange to you. But you are very good with complaining. They've not paid salary. You are always complaining. That boss, if when you are looking for that job, you fasted and prayed to get the job. You are currently working in that place. The only thing you do from morning till night is complaining. You have never bought wine. You have never bought a hamper to say thank you to people who has impacted your life. You've never done it. One of the clearest signs of dishonor is ingratitude. Many of you, your parents before you are useless. Why? You just felt there is something your daddy didn't do well. There is something your mom didn't do well. You know, it's so interesting that those things you complain about your dad, you already have your own children. Or very soon you have your own. It's so interesting that as you grow older, you understand your dad's perspective more. There is nothing your mom ever did well. Relax, you will soon be a mother. It's not very long. It's not very far. You will soon become a mother, right? And those things you said, will what you do it? Nobody on earth, guys, has a vaccination against honor. Nobody. Even Jesus, when Nicodemus came to him, John 3, look at the salutation. No teacher is like you. Held him, Jesus quickly began to open up his treasures to explain things. There was a particular man that came to Jesus. The daughter was ill or something. And when the guys, the Pharisees, all those people came to tell Jesus to heal him, they said, "Please heal him. He supports our temple." Who remembers that place? He supports us. He has built a synagogue. Please do something for him. Listen, the politicians, the people of the world understand this thing I'm telling you more than us. I think that's why God brought me to you this season. You are asking for a favor. You have never bought your boss even biscuits to say thank you. Never. But you want favor. Your parents are taking Malta Guinness like blood tonic in the east and in the village. Meanwhile, their son is here doing well, balling, playing with small girls, wasting money everywhere. Honor. There are things you do in life that provokes a certain level of blessing. And I bless God, I'm teaching you what I have handled. During the workers' meeting, I told them some things that are very dear to my heart. Part of the back end is that there is a way your parents will bless you from their stomach. You can't die anyhow. You don't get what I'm saying. There is a reason why some of us will keep succeeding. I'm telling you. You know why? If anything happens to us, the people that we cry to God will increase. Some of you are working for the last 5 years. You have never ever thought to go back to those your uncles and aunties while you were a student in Lasso. You knew how you are trusting them, uncle this, uncle that. Even if it's 20,000 they sent you, it was money.
You have never gone back to say, Uncle, I want to appreciate you. Look up. The moment I got a job, the first thing I did was to begin to go back memory lane. In my first 1 year of working, the auntie that paid my fees almost all through secondary school and supported my university education a little, the first thing I did, I remember I just got a new, brand new AC. I told my wife then, I said, I don't think I can use this AC. We packed it inside the car and took it to her and said, man, we just came to say thank you. Uncles, aunties, who did things in the past? I told my wife, you see these people? They are non-negotiable people in my life. Oh, these people, this one, this one, this one. Ah. No, they will never cry and I will have the money and keep quiet. Even if I don't have the money, we must look for a way to sort that matter out. Why? These people were people who sacrificed for me. You want to enjoy favor? You want to unlock favor? Honor. I got into a particular bank. I think it was October, September, October. And by December, I bought hampers. Almost 20. Gave my wife money. I remember they're almost 1 million. Gathered hampers and began to share hampers from the MD, branch managers around me, my zonal managers, regional managers, even onto the executive director level. I was just 2-3 months in the office. Sir, there is no way they see your name that they won't approve things. What I'm teaching you is something, even if this is the only thing you get today, we can close and walk away. The principle of honor always opens doors, I'm telling you. Forget this, you're complaining about how they did not help you. Can you package something and go this week? Surprise people for once. Every day they should favor me. You go and favor others. You should not have worked for 5-6 years. You don't have any child school fees you are paying. Ha! Who gave you this wicked heart? And you attend church every day. You see those children in your area and you close your eyes. It doesn't concern me. Their parents should handle it. Please, when you see great men, stop looking for what to collect from them. Think of what to give them. This, I'm telling you, is a big secret. It's a big hack. Listen, one of the major problems with great people is that people want to use them. Let me help you understand it. Everyone is trying to use them. Everyone believes that they are stingy. That money you have, bring the money, give us. For once, when you show up, surprise them. Let it be a counter thing. Oh my God. Do you know before I got my car, if I saw anyone who just bought a car amongst my friends, it was a standard my wife knew. Once I get into that car, we will drive to a filling station and we'll buy you fuel. That's what I do. Normal. Standard. Many of you are saying, come on, you go wash them or you go wash them. No. I am the one who washes for them. I'm telling you, the reverse thinking. I'm telling you. Your friend buys a car. Stop doing, you go wash them. You wash it for him. Sir, it takes a lot to buy a car. You don't know. Have you bought one? You never buy a car. You they say, you go wash them. You should be washing it for the person. He has spent so much. Don't attend people's wedding empty-handed. It's a sin. In case you don't know, you just show up to come and eat rice. After eating rice, you just clear your bum bum. And usually you be strategically hide so they won't see you. You will go and show, they say, I'm here. You will not go back. Eat. You will collect extra. Eat. After eating, you just meow, escape. After all, you see me, I came for the wedding. The things about life is per head. He may not know, but you are doing yourself. When you are amongst your friends, they should feel your impact. Why are you a parasite? Why are you? Are you cancer? Why should people not miss you when you are not there? Honor. Don't be part of those who speak to their bosses anyhow. Don't do it. Where I currently work, one of the things I observed a lot is that people don't respect seniors. I noticed. People talk to people anyhow. I've seen it countless times. So painful, but I've seen it. One of my bosses came to my office and it was just my chair alone. Sir, please come and sit. He said, Viro. I said, no, sir. I can't. How can I be sitting down? You're here. No. Come and sit, sir. The man didn't believe. The man was feeling weird, like, because he's not used to it. Of course, because the place is such that people don't just sack you anyhow. But it's not about being sacked. It's about who I am. Who am I? My personality. I can't be part of those insulting my bosses. I can't do that. No. Sir, come and sit down. He was shocked. Man, I said, sir, sit, please. Many of you meet policemen on the road. You almost want to use your car to kill them. Those who are driving know what I'm saying. Part of the things my wife and I had learned, when you see people standing on the road with guns, respect them. It's not easy. I'm shaking some tables, Abby. Listen. I have tried it too. I'm telling you from experience. Try it when you are driving. When you see a policeman, park properly, respect him, look at him and greet him like a human being. Everybody thinks he's a goat. I'm telling you what I've observed. Park the car, Mr. Ibrahim. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today, sir? Treat him like a normal human being first. How are you today, sir? Greet him with, listen, smile, greet him smiling. You don't know what it takes to stand on the road with sun and you have a gun. And your family's, your children's schools have not been paid and you have a gun. Are you getting what I'm saying? The guy is already angry. He's angry. In effect, if you do anyhow, he will show you anyhow. Some of you are joking what I'm saying. Look up. I'm teaching you sense. If you don't believe this thing, you will learn it when you enter cell. If I travel, I get means and put it by my side. I'm not joking. Something I practice, put it by my side. If you travel with me, you see what I'm doing. I put it there. As I move, especially during Christmas, everywhere I see the police, I will stop, greet you, and give you one. It's not bribe. It's honor. It's honor. Many Nigerians hate the police. I know, of course, I don't have anybody to, but I know what I'm saying. No human being rejects honor. Sir, every time I do that, you need to see the smile on their faces. That police that you think is wicked, you will be surprised he's a human being. You will be shocked, I'm telling you. One of my colleagues recently, something happened with a poker. At some point, she started videoing. She brought out her phone. I want Gen Z. She started videoing inside the car. Policeman has collected your car and drive you. You are videoing him inside the car. The guy parked the car, brought her out. And malhandled her a little. When she told me the matter, I called her to my office. I sat her down. And I gave her a lecture on honor. This I'm telling you now, I told her. I said, what you did was wrong. I began to make her understand that imagine your father was the one standing on that road and he has done this job for 20 years. Many of you don't see, when you see people acting in a certain way, relax. Don't quickly judge them. Calm down. Find out the back end. I have spoken to some of these senior police officers who you think are police stations, DPOs. You will be shocked. Sir. 30 years in service, they don't have a house. You will be shocked. 30 years. One of them told me, I will soon get to retirement. He doesn't have a house. And you want him to be happy with a gun looking at you? And you want to insult him, small boy that came out of school? He will shoot your leg straight. Honor them. You will see the love. I'm telling you what I've seen. You are driving, you see them. Honor them. Greet them well and watch. At times, they are angry. Park! You are just, they say, park this car. You What they are looking for, they are not looking for anything. They just want to delay you for nothing. Tell your neighbor, I will honor people. I will honor men. I will honor men. I will not use men. Keep away from entitlement mentality. Yes. Many of you believe that the money in my pocket is your money. So if you ask me, I was telling my wife, there's some things we did recently and how sacrificial it was for me to bring out those monies. And I told her, when someone gives you 50,000 in today, you need to do the maths to know what the person earns in a month. To understand that the person went to work maybe 3 times for you. Many of you, your uncles, your elder brothers, your siblings who you think are doing well, you are angry that they did not give me. They don't give me. Their uncle is stingy. This guy gave you 50,000 3 months ago. You didn't know that he went to work at times 3 good days only to give you what he got from work and gave it to you free. Don't say people are stingy. Please go and hustle first. Make the money. Then bring the money and share it. Come and discuss stinginess with me. Yes. Go to work for 30 days. Especially students. Go to work for 30 days. Bring the money when you earn it. Remember, you pay transport to work. All those things. Just share it. Then come back and let's discuss who is stingy and who is not stingy. People send you money. Don't write thanks. Someone sent you money for school fees, for things. What you wrote is thanks. Okay, TKS. Thanks, TKS, thanks. Then tomorrow you come back again, uncle. You are a minister. They call you somewhere to minister. Honor the hosts. Honor the hosts. I don't want to share about one of them who visited my church one certain time and did certain things on the pulpit. While he was there, I already know that this is the last. You will never see this pulpit again. There are many doors that used to open before that got shut because you don't have sense. Yes. Your uncle gave you money. You responded, thanks. That's why his number has not been going since. I'm telling you why now. His number doesn't go again. He has blocked you. He has told all the PAs to make sure they don't see you, as he doesn't want to see you again. Every time he's busy. He's now busy. He was not busy, but he's busy now. Why? You are not taught where you have dishonor inside of you. Every human being is multidimensional. Any dimension you honor opens up a level of grace to you. I repeat, every human being is multidimensional. Many women here, you dishonor your husband because you don't see him finish. So you want to serve him food, you use any kind of plate. After all, we've married for 15 years. Wait till the men. Is it not? Don't do it. Vashti tried it and discovered that she was a queen because the king existed. When Yaradua died, what happened to the wife? Who knows what happened to the wife? Baba, they took her out. You'll be saying, no, now, but I'm still alive. Madam, the reason who we voted for is not you, it's your husband. Can you come out? You are queen because there is a king. Never take your husband for granted. After all, he's a Christian. He cannot cheat on me. Stop joking. Get serious, my sister. Let me not go there. Should I go there? Many, many, many Christian sisters. Listen, and take sense. Many Christian sisters, because you feel he's a man of God, he will not do anything. You are treating him anyhow. You'll be shocked. It was Funke Adejumo, right? That's her name, right? That lady that talked about how God told her one day, do you want to die? Abi, you will die. She now said, oh Lord, I cast out this. He said, no, it's not the devil. It is me telling you, do you want to die? Or you are dead, or you are dead already. Lord, what happened? If you don't allow my son do the work I've called him, you will die. Bishop Oyedepo talked about the wife when they got married, how the woman brings her salary kneeling down to give to him. Saturday, anywhere that lady wants to fly to. Some of you wonder why I love my wife so much at times. Because what I teach is practical. I'm not joking, very practical. I am not in doubt that she honors me, not in doubt. I've used my prophetic grace to bless her before. Why? Because she honors me to that extent. Don't say, I don't see I'm finished. We'll be mindful. No! Honor means there are things you say or do that will make the guy reach from within to bless you. I'm telling you. There are many sicknesses you don't have to suffer. Yes. There are many cancers happening because the woman dishonored the husband. I'm not joking. The moment you dishonor the cover over your life, you expose yourself to attacks. And I'm saying, whether he's a believer or not, as far as he's your husband, he has authority over you. It's the word. It doesn't matter. He has the head over you. So what you should do is to do what? Honor him so that your life will be preserved. As you live here, everything showing a hard life in your destiny, by the virtue of the principle of honor, you are walking into favor now. In the name of Jesus. I'll be ending here because my time is up. But please, go home this week and practice what I've told you. Learn to say thank you to your spouses. Simple things like that. For the man too, when your wife cooks a good food, tell her thank you. It's a big deal to go to the kitchen and cook. No, of course. It's a big deal for her to go to the market and cook. Personally, I don't like markets, personally. So when I eat a good meal, I was even still this week on Friday evening when I came back from work. My wife gave me very solid rice and stew. As I was eating it, I told her, God, we thank you for making this home beautiful for me. No, that's a fact. Thank you for making this home beautiful. Thank you for giving me I live in my house as if I live in a hotel. Thank you for making it comfortable. Yes. Because if she refuses to make it comfortable, you will run away. So I don't take it for granted that she stayed. Your wife has given you 3 children. For it's a big deal. I've gone into a labor room once, my people, twice. It's a big deal. Thank you for carrying our baby. Thank you for giving birth to this baby. Thank you for making the home beautiful. Because it's not just for the woman to be honoring. You too must honor her. That's the truth. You must honor her too. Shout hallelujah. You get to work. Honor your bosses. I've told you, simple things like wine. Just carry it. Go and shop, even your lecturer. Yes, of course. Carry those things and just say, sir, I just came to say thank you and drop it and walk away. You are not looking for favor, but I'm telling you, there are things you will do. You will unlock favor. No time. I used to drive past this area going to Agbara those days. When I used to go towards the side. All those ladies that clean, you know, like those people that clean the streets. Is it last man? What they call them? Loma. I will park my car and share the monies. Say thank you for what you do. Share and walk away. They cannot. I'm sure they will never know me. They might not even know who did it. But there are things you do that in the realm of the spirit will enact things for you. I'm telling you. There are things you do in the realm of the spirit will enact things for you. If you are a boss, honor your subordinates too. Pay their salaries on time. It is wickedness to keep someone's salary to the next month. I know of a particular school. It is the 10th of next month, September 10th. They will now bring schedule. What is this? It says, it's August salary. I will not be wondering, how do these teachers, how are they coping? You are paying the salary of August. Is this one NYSC? Are we doing youth service corps? The reason why you are praying and it's looking like it's not working, I'm just showing you. When we are going to bring someone to our house to live with us, I told my wife, do you vow that you will treat this girl like our own child? Because I see that women don't know how to stay with other people's children. My dear wife, she made a vow before we brought somebody. I told her, when we stand in a picture, far be it from us that they will notice who is not my children here. Everyone who walks into my house that will live with us, you must treat like our daughter and like our son. Anybody that we cannot accept, that we don't bring the person around. You know why? You know why? So that I will not be here praying and somebody's cry will be blocking the heavens for me. You don't get it? Some bosses want to show them, I will show you I'm your boss. You want to do all those rubbish. God will kick you out. I'm telling you. That is a God who rules in the affairs of men. Look up. I am a boss by God's grace. I manage people. The people I treat the most with care are the cleaners, the drivers, those people that do those kind of jobs. I am very careful with them. They must never cry and say, Lord, this man, and be crying. If they do that, God will shut you up. I'm not joking. So this matter of honor is all encompassing. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Go back to your office. Treat your staffs with care. Treat people that work with you as if they are human beings. Treat your bosses with respect. And watch how your life changes in no time. So, shall it be in the name of Jesus? Have you learned something today? Have you learned something today? Shout hallelujah. Please be upstanding. Be upstanding. I want to pray for you. I walk in favor. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I walk in favor. As I go this week, I walk in favor. As I go to my business, I experience favor. In my career, I experience favor. In everything I do, I walk in favor. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.